Get you back here tomorrow and get you ready for the weekend at 97.5 FM 1320. And you know what? Pam says it better than anybody, any of us.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and
Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The jury has reached a verdict in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. The jury was to decide whether Robert Bowers would get the federal death penalty. 11 people were killed in that anti-Semitic attack, the worst in U.S. history. U.S. officials have approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
The FDA has approved a daily oral contraceptive called Opill, and it will be available without a prescription at stores and even online.
It's just an amazing moment.
Kelly Blanchard of Ibis Productive Health.
This access to a pill directly over-the-counter will mean that people can have vastly different access to a highly effective birth control method.
Without having to see a doctor and take time off from work or childcare, she says, an FDA statement says it's safe and more effective than currently available non-prescription contraceptive methods, but should not be used by those who have or have had breast cancer.
The cleanup is underway in Illinois after tornadoes ripped through the state. Charles Peterson lives in Elgin, Illinois.
And all of a sudden I saw a huge windstorm coming through. I looked out the window and I had trees blowing sideways, and all I saw was the tornado come straight down here. Debris started flying all over the place.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat alerts. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Phoenix, where temperatures have been over 110 degrees for 12 straight days.
David Hondula is Phoenix's director of heat response and mitigation, a.k.a. the heat czar.
The first thing we advise is pay attention to your body.
Signs of heat illness include dizziness, weakness, and nausea.
People who are dying, getting sick from heat in the Phoenix area are our longtime residents. It's not out-of-towners that account for the most cases.
Meanwhile, Vermont remains under a state of emergency after historic floods. Hollywood actors are poised to step out onto the picket lines now that the union representing them has not been able to reach a deal with the studios and streaming platforms. Maisie Moreno is already there.
I'm graduating and right into this madness, and it's just like, I know I'm going to have student loans that I have to pay off.
Union leaders could give the go-ahead in a matter of hours. CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on the prison killing of a well-known gangster.
Federal prosecutors won't seek the death penalty against two men charged with the 2018 prison killing of notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger. He was killed just hours after he was transferred to the federal prison in Hazleton, West Virginia, from another lockup in Florida and placed in the general population.
Whitey Bulger was serving a life sentence for 11 murders and several other crimes. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail, the ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR locally grown radio, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol says speeding is a growing problem in our state, but this time it ended in death. Here's Brittany Merlot with the story.
The man was found dead and several arrested in a Taylor County car racing crash. 21-year-old Ethan M. Berry was found dead and his passenger severely injured on Tuesday night. Taylor County sheriffs were called to Harper Drive in the town of Rib Lake. Officials say Berry was driving at a high speed, racing another car, when he lost control around a curve.
The number of over 100-mile-per-hour citations issued by the State Patrol rose sharply during the pandemic. They issued over 500 in 2019. In 2020, that number grew to over 1,400. Last year, Wisconsin State Patrol issued over 1,100 citations to drivers exceeding speeds over 100 miles per hour. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 60. Partly cloudy. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 86.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin! Well, the Rainbowland national story that is taking place right here in Waukesha concluded another chapter, not the book, but a chapter. Yesterday, after a very long day, because I was checking in with people that I knew were at the rally, who were at the hearing, but after a very long day, the Waukesha School Board has decided 9-0 to fire Melissa Temple, and this is not the end of the story because there's already Washington Post articles. There's already going to be more national coverage because this was and has been such a national story since Melissa's initial tweet about it that went viral. And there's also now going to be lawsuits because there's a lot of things there's a lot of layers to this story that I'm going to spend most of the first hour today tackling. But would also love to hear from you because this is obviously a very hot button issue that people have a lot of feelings on and would love to hear from you as far as how you're feeling about it. That not only just Melissa's story, but the things that are happening across the state with safe space signs and banning books. And yesterday there was another anti-trans sports bill that was introduced in the state of Wisconsin. And I guess there's a lot of layers to this. My biggest frustration right now is how does any of this help the biggest problem that's really affecting everyone, which is a teacher shortage and learning loss? I don't see any evidence. And I know some people on the side of we need to get rid of safe space signs. We need to get rid of any kind of LGBTQ plus rainbow, Black Lives Matter signs, all of those different things, because those are the distractions that are keeping people from learning about science and math and the curriculum. Show me any evidence that that's true. That we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. And that for children who spend 8 hours, sometimes more if they stay after school, of their day with their classmates and their teachers and the school administration, that they spend a huge, huge portion of their childhood in our schools where their identity is getting developed and they're figuring out who they are, and it's more things than just school, that having more comprehensive conversations around inclusivity and empathy along with actual curriculum is not beneficial to their development, but also how any of this is helping keeping teachers in their jobs and making up for the learning loss that happened during COVID. Because those, I feel like, should be everyone's priority versus these fringe cases of kids who are already in the stark minority and we're making rules and sometimes even laws for 1, 3, 5 kids at any given school and singling them out as they already are such a small minority. Tell me how that helps every other kid. 844-967-2789. 844-96. What is it, Greg?
Party.
You weren't ready for that.
Sorry.
Would love to hear you. Do we have a call already?
We have a call already.
Who are we talking to?
Tom from L.A.
Tom from L.A. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you. First off, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I would really ask a favor of you, and that is to play the whole Rainbow Land song, because I only think half the people up there that are actually against this idea of this song have ever even heard it. And the thing is, all it's doing is telling people to love one another.
I know.
Like Dolly Parton would do. But I think people just hear it on the news that it's an LGBTQ song. I mean, I understand. I'm glad that, you know, maybe our community has taken over the rainbow, but I thought it belonged to everybody. Because that is actually what all the rainbow is a lot of different colors of all different people. And I also would like to know where the hell, and maybe it's because of Scott Walker and Act 10, but where is the union? Where is the union fighting for this teacher that has been fired for this song? But I really, more than anything else, I would really love it. And maybe other callers will call in too, because they probably have never even heard it. Just play the song through once and you'll be like, wow, sounds to me like a pretty
uplifting,
kind of, at least a Jesus I knew kind of Christian song.
I know. I was going to read the lyrics, but I think we do have the whole song. Greg, look how long the whole song is so we can leave enough time either at the...
It's about 4 minutes.
Oh, maybe not the whole song.
We're going to use it. Tom, we're going to be using it as intro and outro music too, but yeah, I don't disagree with you, Tom.
I don't disagree with you at all, because I tweeted that out last night. This is the opening verse. Living in a rainbow land where everything goes as planned. And I smile because I know if we try, we could really make a difference in this world. I won't give up. I'll sleep a wink. It's the only thought I think. You know where I stand. I believe we can start living in a rainbow land. That's how it opens.
That's Dolly Parton. That's everything she's ever saying.
Yeah.
So scary.
And apparently, they're now claiming that it wasn't the lyrics of the song. It wasn't the rainbow ideology. Although, and this is the first time that I'm hearing this as the reports this morning. They're saying that the reason that they didn't want to do, they said that the music teacher couldn't do that song is because of Miley Cyrus specifically having inappropriate things in her past. And that maybe
the godchild of Dolly Parton,
the first graders may Google who Miley Cyrus is and see images that pop up of her twerking a decade ago, because it was a while ago.
Well, that was on. Yeah. Wasn't that on the MTV Awards and on national TV? So I'm sure that they probably saw that
They weren't even born yet.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure first graders, when she twerked on Robin Thicke, I'm pretty sure that was circa like 2013.
Exactly. We're just going down nostalgia hole here.
Because I remember when it happened, I was like, Miley.
I'd rather my kid listen to a Miley Cyrus song than a Robin Thicke song, but okay.
Fair. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. And some of this is, and this is my question, and I was trying to get one of our friends, one of our legal eagle friends, either Jim Santel or Maggie Dawn, to come on and talk about some of the legal aspects of this, because I am not a lawyer, but big shock, they are lawyers, and so they were busy this morning. They had either court or meetings, but maybe we'll come back to it tomorrow. Or if you are a lawyer and know more about this case, because my question is, where this goes from now feels like it is a constitutional rights, First Amendment case at this point, as far as on her own time, on her own Twitter account, she chose to bring to light the fact that this song had been vetoed, basically. And under the controversial policy, what is it called? Greg, you looked this up earlier this morning. But they have a policy in place in the Waukesha School District as far as like controversial issues. And the fact that she broke school policy by tweeting about this. And what I don't know is, because when you think about people who do things outside of their work and go viral, and I'm thinking more in the situations of someone who does something incredibly racist and it's caught on camera, like the bird watching man from a couple years ago, who the woman started fake crying and said that she called the police, and said there's a black man who was like yelling at her. She ended up getting fired from her job. Now, obviously, what she was doing in Central Park that day had nothing to do with her job, but like, it as a private company, it was within their rights to fire her. And this has happened to multiple people who have done very bad things and gone viral on camera, that outside of their work, when they do things that gets unwanted attention, it's within the right of the company to fire them. Now, this gets so much more complicated because it's a public school. There are contracts. As Tom said, there is a union. And so I don't know where the protections of her First Amendment rights cover her versus the application of her contract and what she can and cannot do based on the contract she signs with the school district. And again, if you are a lawyer, I would love to hear more about that, because I think that's the next chapter of this, is where this is going to go, at least in this specific case of her First Amendment rights, and whether or not the school district is even in bounds to fire her over this. Granted, I don't know why we don't keep working for this. The school board, like, I feel like it'd be a very contentious work environment going back next year. But I do applaud her in, no matter what, not backing down. I mean, whether you agree with her or not, it takes a lot of courage and guts to stick to your guns as far as not, you know, setting the tweet in the first place, but also continuing to say, and I think she said yesterday, someone asked her, and after the ruling came down, do you regret anything? Or would you change anything you did? And she said, no. So, all right, well, we're going to take a break. We would love to hear from you on your thoughts on the most recent chapter of the Rainbow Land saga, 844-967-2789. When we come back, I also want to talk about, just in the last month, some of the headlines I've grabbed when it comes to schools. So we will keep doing that after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media,
608-819-8255.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time. Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Get outdoors with a new friend this summer. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Katie and Nina with the Collar Club and the Southwood County Humane Society. The Collar Club, where we groom, board, and play, and keep your pets safe and happy while you're away.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Mixed with clouds at times.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Living in a rainbow land, where everything goes as planned, and I smile. Cause I know if we tried, we could really make a difference in this world. I won't give up or sleep away.
Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach on the board today and talking about, I would say, one of the bigger stories in Wisconsin of the last 24 hours.
I'd say, yes, agreed.
Is the fact that Melissa Temple, who was the first grade teacher who first tweeted about that song, Rainbow Land, being banned isn't the right word necessarily, but basically, you know, overrided, that the first graders couldn't sing that song because it was controversial. And at first, it was never really explained, at least as far as I understood, because we talked about this story basically as soon as it happened, of why it was controversial. And so it was kind of left up for speculation of, like, is it because of rainbows now? Is it because of the lyrics and being very inclusive lyrics of just trying to paint a utopia of where we all get along and we all...
If it would have been called, like,
embrace who we are
together forever, or I don't know. It's like,
yeah. And now it turns out it's because of Miley specifically and her wild past.
Hold on, Kristen. I have a shovel here for that reason, for that excuse. I got a shovel somewhere around here. And
but, you know, and as I say, like, this is for people who are very upset about this, rightfully so. It's also not over. I know that there's going to be lawsuits coming from this. I think there's also, and I think our next caller can actually tell us a little bit more about this. But there's also lawsuits because there was either a complaint or a lawsuit filed against Jim Siebert, who is the superintendent of the Waukesha School Board, our school district, for being discriminatory, for this being a pattern of discriminatory behavior towards LGBTQ kids. And so our friend Dave from Waukesha is on the phone now, and I'm sure you are much closer to this whole, all of this. So
the whole everything.
The whole everything. So where should we start, Dave?
Well, you know, so I want to go back to the first caller, and while I appreciate that a lot of people assume that the issue yesterday was about the song choice, it was really about Melissa using her Twitter to speak out and the voice concern that was of public interest. So she wasn't, you know, she wasn't disciplined or fired for having Rainbow Land. It was, she was disciplined and fired for using her voice. So, you know, like I was there all day yesterday. I helped organize the rally. I sat through that entire hearing. And I think my first big takeaway is how bold, you said it, Kristen, how bold and brave Melissa is for standing up through all of this. Like, yeah. She's just an amazing human being. I've known her for a few years, and she's just an incredible teacher and incredible person. I have to give a shout out to As Goes Wisconsin, because there were people that showed up to the rally yesterday because they heard about it here.
What?
So
you did it.
There were people that said, hey, we heard about it from Kristen Bry, and we wanted to come and support the cause. So listen, that's amazing.
That is amazing. Right? That makes me feel really good that, you know, people are listening. But I guess, so Dave, as I was just saying, so where is kind of legally, from what you understand, because I know that there was in the entire timeline that has been happening with this, and this dates back, I think the first thing you and I ever talked about was that the Alliance was also involved 2 years ago with the free lunches that were, you know, the Walker School Board was like, we can't get these kids free lunches. Like, it's going to spoil them.
We will educate them, but nothing more.
That was the last time Waukesha made national news. And so in the timeline, though, of, I guess, this case specifically, of like, there's now going to be, there's multiple legal things happening, correct?
As you know, that's a really good question. And I can only answer as far as I know. I can tell you that I'm aware of teachers in the district who have filed First Amendment claims against the district concerning their First Amendment rights through the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice.
Okay.
So that could, I assume at some point there will be investigations from the Department of Justice, and that's about free speech issues, right? Because teachers are no longer allowed to wear rainbow lanyards or rainbow pins in support of LGBTQ students. They're not allowed to have the safe space signs on the walls. And so there's some really, I guess, nuanced things. You know, Jim Santel is so much smarter. I wish he could call in.
I know, me too.
but I think those are going to develop and develop quickly. And I think with Melissa's termination yesterday, that'll probably bring on even more First Amendment claims from teachers in the district. As far as lawsuits, I'm not privy to like the specifics of anything, but I know there's a lot in limbo when it comes to lawsuits. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see what comes out. Anyway.
No, it's a mess. It is a mess. And I think it kind of goes back to where I started of how unfortunate is it that and I'm not trying to diminish the severity of this, because it is important, and it is important to protect LGBTQ kids. It is important to protect any kind of kid that is in any minority of these schools. And so I'm not trying to diminish that. And it's so frustrating because it feels like when we talk about educating kids and trying to keep attract and keep good teachers, this is all of these things are distracting from that.
Yeah, and I think that got lost in the conversation yesterday, because the people that really suffered through all of this with Melissa Temple being out of the classroom were her kids.
Totally.
There was almost no communication from the district. There was no clarity. The district tried to make themselves out to be good faith actors in the classroom, and they were not honest under deposition yesterday, in my opinion. So it's a civil rights issue. It's a cultural issue. There's just so many issues, and they just seem to keep, the board seems to keep digging themselves a deeper and deeper hole in our community.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Dave. We got to go to another break. But like I said, when I come back, I want to talk about some of the things that are happening in Oak Creek, in Maguanago, in Arrowhead, in Rhinelander, maybe in your neck of the woods, as far as this is not unique to Waukesha. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay.
Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. People in Stevens Point reported discolored water yesterday. That's because a contractor struck a water main while working on Minnesota Avenue. City water then took on a dark color due to the iron and manganese that is usually suspended in the pipes. City utility staff responded quickly to isolate the break. Service was restored shortly after. The city says the water is safe for all uses, including drinking, bathing, and cooking. You can flush your water from a faucet without a screen to clear the discolored water. If after flushing you still have an issue, please call the Water Utility Department at 715-345-5260. The Amish School Benefit Haystack Supper scheduled for tonight has been canceled. They have also canceled the remaining suppers for the rest of the season. They were scheduled every second Wednesday of the month through October. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill. 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 60. Partly cloudy. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 86. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
And I've heard other people say that, but unfortunately, I also feel like, no. She's a teacher, and I feel like what she was doing, whether it was to make a big statement, which I don't think so with that song, she's still protecting her children by making the statement out to the world saying, no, they're trying to silence me and just having this song play for this thing. I mean...
And I also, I'm certainly not trying to put words in Melissa Temple's mouth as far as, because I agree. And I think, and I was talking about this last night, I was in an event for Journal Sentinel, and I was talking to our opinion editor over there, that's my boss over there. And I was like, it's interesting, because again, there's layers to this, of the, this being as much about rainbows and, you know, ideology and stuff like that and wokeism and whatever. And also this Wisconsin politeness of you don't air. This is not how we do things. Like you go through the chain of command. Like this is how like the order of how you're supposed to like decorum and professionalism. And I get that. And I also think this is one case of many, because prior to the song, there's been talks of book banning. Prior to the song, there was you can't wear rainbow lanyards. Prior to the song, there was you have to take these signs down. And none of us, besides the kids who go to those schools, the teachers who work in those schools, the admins, and maybe some of the parents, know what like the vibe is. Right? Like, what's the vibe check at any of these schools where it's been feeling more and more uncomfortable as far as being able to pick out the things that feel targeted?
Yeah.
And when you get pushed to a certain point, as far as, you know, I've yet to meet Melissa Temple in person. We may get her on the show tomorrow. But, you know, if you're someone who has a certain value set and you get pushed to a point of, I have to say something.
Yes, agreed.
And I have to imagine that it wasn't just about this song. It wasn't just about this song saying, you can't sing it. I feel like it is tied up into so many things that have been happening from what I know. And again, I am an outsider. But the environment in general that is happening across the country, across Wisconsin, on school boards, on school board races, with so many of these WISRED funded candidates that are ideologues being funded, being elected, and putting these issues front and center versus like paying teachers, like balancing the budget and stuff that like typically the school board is supposed to be in charge of. And instead making headlines over these situations. And Waukesha is not alone. But I get what she's saying as far as it's a balance. And also, I don't think it's, in this case, it was a tipping point.
Okay.
If I had to argue as far as why I think it's justified as far as like, she got to the point where she's like, I can't not say anything anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that the professionalism is more, I mean, I feel like she's acting more in the case of her kids. She's protecting her kids and the greater student body in the Waukesha School District as we see these things coming down. And I just absolutely from start to finish applaud her for what she did and what she's doing and how she's speaking. And I know that we have a small clip, if you'd like to hear it, from the press conference discussing. This is from yesterday after the decision was made with her lawyer as well as Melissa. One second.
This is not a case about culture wars or rainbows. It's a case about constitutional rights. And Ms. Temple has them like every other person in this country. So I think we are moving forward with next steps. and Ms. Temple looks forward to vindicating her rights in federal court.
Is there anything you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say thanks to everyone who came today, and thank you for everybody who sent me such sweet messages and support, and I really appreciate it. And I also wanted to just say hi to my students, because I haven't been able to talk to them since March, and I really miss you guys, and I love you, and I really wanted to be there with you this year, and I hope that we get to see each other really soon. So,
knowing the outcome, would you have done anything different?
Probably not, no.
Do you know what you'll do for work in the meantime?
I don't know.
After the decision, you engaged in an embrace with Ms. White on the school board and a short conversation. Can you divulge what was said there?
She just looked really sad, so I gave her a hug and said that it was okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing that brought it up, that when they're saying it's a First Amendment argument. She is smart enough to know what she can and can't do. If it was in a contract or someone said, like, don't say anything, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she thought this decision out about tweeting out there and saying, I'm in my rights to do this. Therefore, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to tell everybody. And let's see. I mean, not let's see what happens, but, like, this is my right, and I'm going to do it. And she wasn't thinking about violating a contract. If she was, I don't think she would have done it. She would have probably not said anything.
Well, and if we can get her on the show tomorrow, we'll ask her. I was like, did you know that there was a chance you were signing your fate when you sent that tweet out?
Good question. That's a great question.
Right? Because yeah. I think about how much I love my job, and granted, I have very free reign, but you know, and for anyone who loves their job and gets pushed up against, at least for them, what they think is right and what they feel like they have to do in the name of progress or protection or inclusivity or whatever they're trying to protect. And, you know, this is like, I think, like the definition of good trouble, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's like she's paid a consequence for standing up for what she thought was right. And it's not over. Now where she's going to get her next job, I don't know. There is a GoFundMe for people who are interested. Already raised $33,000. Which is, I'm pretty sure, like, pretty close to an annual teacher salary anyway.
Yeah. That's going to buy a lot of rainbow flags, my friends.
I will link that. I'll put that out on social media today and link it in my in the show notes for today. But I also wanted to spend some time at what I think is one of the most shocking and surprising. That's a synonym. But I was very surprised to see this reaction from a certain Jessica McBride, who was one of the founders / like co-editors of Wisconsin Right.
Oh, I love them.
And our friend Dave, who called in the last segment, was the one who sent this to me. And I was like, what? But I think she makes some good points. And this is not a person that I really ever agree with. And a lot of times I think posts some things online that are fairly unhinged. But this is what she said at her Facebook last night that I think is interesting as far as, again, when we get back to First Amendment rights, public having the right to know, et cetera, et cetera. So this is, I'm reading from her Facebook right now. Again, this is Jessica McBride, who is one of the co-editors at Wisconsin Right, a very right-leaning advocacy media company. I know this will be controversial, but I think this firing raises some issues. One, she tweeted from her own time. She tweeted on her own time. Is that a free speech issue? Two, she said she thought the public had the right to know about the controversy. Didn't they? Three, they're upset her tweet caused other people to make threats. As a matter of principle, I don't think people should be fired for things other people say. Marquette tried to do the same thing to a conservative professor, John McAdams, back in the day, and I spoke out against it at that time. Four, I don't happen to agree with her, but shouldn't teachers retain the right to speak out about policies they disagree with? Do they really have an obligation to speak with supervisors first or be fired? Look, in this case, I don't agree with the teacher. I think the school district is just trying to keep controversy and ideology out of the classroom. Good for them. And they're right that the Miley Cyrus isn't always age appropriate. Miley Cyrus isn't always age appropriate. So I think the teacher was wrong, but that's not my point. I do think that it's been disruptive. It's awful that other people have been threatened It's awful that other people have threatened this district officials. It's awful how the district officials have been falsely caricatured. There are so many things behind this. But I always try to look at the principle of it and imagine the shoe being on the other foot. Imagine if a conservative teacher spoke out in their own time about a woke decision they opposed without going to the woke supervisors first, and other people made threats as a result of it, and they got fired for it. Again, imagine it was someone like the late, great McAdams, instead of speaking out about a decision or an action that would upset conservatives. I guess what I'm saying is that the firing is more complex than it may appear, in my opinion. Just provoking thought and conversation here. It's very challenging to stand up for people you don't agree with, but it's important to have the guts to do so, or they will come for you next.
You know, I follow them on Twitter, and I saw that this morning on the Twitters. That entire thing is on there as well.
Oh, okay. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, they have the blue check mark, so they get limitless. They're just there forever. But I was reading that, and I was like, every once in a while, Wisconsin Right says stuff where I'm like, yeah, you're right.
But it's, what I appreciate about this post is because I, as much as I can, I try to not just be like lockstep, this is how, you know, black and white, this is how it is, this is how, like, I try to at least put myself in other people's shoes, put myself in conservative shoes.
Folks, if you were looking at the live stream right now, it looked like someone's pinching her right now.
But it's true. Like, I as much as I can, I do try to think, like, all right, how are they trying to, like, not even just rationalize it, but, like, humanize it as far as how people, other people think. And I think she did a good job here as far as the other side of the coin of where we're at. And I appreciate that that's what she put out in the world. And I don't know how much discussion there's been. I haven't read all the comments, but I don't know.
I read it, and I feel like I talked too much smack to that account where I couldn't be like, good job, because they'd be like, we don't care what you think. I'll pull up the last 15 tweets you sent to us yesterday.
This means nothing.
Yeah, your opinion means nothing to me, Greg. But I do agree, and I would love to see people marching and protesting with signs that say conservative, I stand with the teacher. You know, it's I think that's important. I think it's important to be out there and say those things. So good on Wisconsin Right for doing it. Mm-hmm. And I hope, you know, I just hope there are other people in that same mindset who feel the same way. We're like, no, this is junk. Let's protect the teachers and their free speech. So,
all right. Well, if you have any more thoughts on the issue, we would welcome them via text, via call, via comments on the live stream. But we also, when we come back, have three headlines and a lie, which I'm not. Have you played this?
No.
All right. We'll see how good you are compared to Jane. Do you know the rules?
Sure. Yes, I do. I do know the rules.
Okay. It's pretty straightforward. All right, he is Greg Bach. I am Kristen Bride. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Storms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media,
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach on the board. And this is, like I said, As Goes Wisconsin. It is Thursday. We got two more days.
Oh my gosh.
The summer is just flying by.
I know.
Well, we spent most of this hour talking about the decision yesterday from the Rainbowland saga and Melissa Temple, the teacher at the Waukesha Elementary School, who has officially been fired. Her contract's been terminated by the Waukesha School Board. But I think we might try to get her on tomorrow. So it will not be your last chance to weigh in on the topic, because I know it's something that a lot of people have opinions on. And I think my last thing I want to end on before we do play Three Headlines and a Lie is that idea that the public has the right to know instead of going through the chain of command and keeping it internal. Because I think as I will probably learn this more and more over the next 10 years as I have a kid goes to school, you know, the range of engagement from parents at any given school. And I think we're seeing there are some parents who are hyper engaged, both on the more conservative side and on the more, we'll say, left liberal side, that are advocating on these issues on one side or the other. I would bet the majority of parents, though, are just trying to get by, that they're trying to go to school. I mean, they're trying to go to work, trying to get their kid to school. They're not necessarily as aware of everything that is happening in their school. And so sometimes it takes a lot of headlines or a lot of like a viral tweet or something to get people's attention, whether that's people who live in the district, whether that's parents who send their kids to the district, because it's not necessarily that's just going to bubble up because they're not necessarily reading like the school emails all the time, or like they may or may not be going to the teacher parent conferences. Just they might be doing what they can, and that stuff doesn't make them bad parents. It's just there's a range of parents and how engaged they end up being in school and how much they know what is going on based on how much news they consume and everything. And so sometimes I think there is an argument for raising a stink so that something gets more attention so you can get people to wake up a little bit. And that's what I'm going to say about that.
All right.
Anyways, all right. Are you ready to play this game?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Dang it!
All right. So this is Three Headlines and a Lie, where we have four headlines. Three are real. One is fake. And Greg Bach, you have to pick out which one is fake.
All right.
Very high stakes.
All right. What do I win?
Nothing.
You could have said friendship, but moving on.
You already have my friendship.
Okay,
it's
fine.
You win me not making fun of you.
Bring it on. I dare you to try.
All right. Number one, snakes calm down when near a friend, new study finds.
Okay. That little laugh.
Number two, she steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter.
Terrible, terrible.
Number three, China is sending fish to its space station.
That'd be very cool if it's true.
Number four.
Okay.
Toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trashed grounds and getting addicted.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. You want me to read all four of them again?
Yeah, just real quick. All right. Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
This is like a very animal heavy.
I was going to say, yeah.
All right. Number one. Snakes calm down when near a friend, new study finds. Number two. She steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter. Number three, China is sending fish to its space station. And number four, toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trash grounds and getting addicted.
This episode of Two Truths and a Lie brought to you by Mutual of Omaha. that's an old reference. I'm going to go with the first story. I think that's the lie.
That is real.
Ow!
A new study suggests reptiles might be more social than we thought. Researchers working with rattlesnakes found the snakes that went through a stressful situation with a companion had lower heart rates than snakes that endured that stress alone. Just like us.
It's like connection. It's like, oh, I love that.
Snakes are just like us.
I guess I just didn't want to believe China isn't sending fish to space.
So is that your next guess?
Yeah, I think that's fake.
That is also real.
I am terrible at this game.
Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man how to breed fish in the weightlessness of space and he may just have a way to eat seafood on the long journey to Mars.
Okay.
Yeah. This is case in point. China is preparing to deliver zebrafish to its space station to see how they and other microorganisms interact inside a small closed ecosystem, which was announced on Monday.
Okay, I'm gonna. All right.
You want to see your two that are left are.
I.
She steals surfboards by the seashore. She's a sea otter. Or
just.
Toads swarm Austin coffee shop after munching on trash grounds and getting addicted.
I'm gonna go with. I think it's Austin's fake. Then. Is it real? Of course it's real. I'm terrible at this game, people. I'm no good at the news.
There was no. Swarming of a coffee shop by toads.
I was right.
No, that one's fake. The toads are fake.
I said toads.
You said no. Did you say toads?
I said toads.
I thought you said the surfboard.
No, I said toads.
Oh, yeah, toads is fake.
Thank you. I did it. It only took three times. 50%. How you doing?
But yes, for the past few summers, numerous surfers in Santa Cruz have been victims of a crime at sea, board jacking. The culprit is a female sea otter who accosts the wave riders, seizing and even damaging their surfboards. In the process, I for some reason thought sea otters. I guess a sea otter. I didn't know that sea otters live in the ocean. I always thought they would be more like streams and ponds and lakes. It seems like, but I guess sea otter. It's right in there in the name.
Sea otters not living there sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me. I was gonna make a Jonah Hill reference with the surfboard, but there's no way getting in that doesn't sound make me sound like a monster. So. I just want a Ponzi scheme.
There you go. All right. Well, that will wrap up our first hour of As Goes Wisconsin today on Thursday, July 13th. When we come back, it is Thursday, so that means it's public service announcement, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. If you have questions for the doctor, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. I have some questions specifically about some new thinking from OBGYNs and gynos as far as inducing at 39 weeks and whether or not I should do it, because that came up in my doctor's appointment yesterday. So that's where we're going to start. We're also going to talk about the new Alzheimer's drug and the fact that literally as of this morning, the FDA has approved over-the-counter birth control. So we'll talk about that and take your questions. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Oh, no, no, you can't disguise.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org
today. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the